It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
When you pray too. Yesterday, I discussed the importance of being totally focused while praying. Today, I will continue the discussion on how to pray effectively. When you pray, you must note that prayer is not a one-way conversation, but a dialogue between you and God. In other words, prayer is not complete when you only talk to God and do not give him the opportunity to speak back to you. In fact, when I pray and I don't get a response from God, I become worried because I really want to hear what he has to say. Even if his response is a rebuke, at least I know he has heard me. Habakkuk 2 verse 1 says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. You are to stand on your watch until you hear what God has to say. It is not just the time to pour out all your complaints. Wait to hear from him too. The reason many people don't hear from God is that they just come to the place of prayer and start making requests. Isaiah 55 verse 6 says that you should call on him when he is near. You must first draw him near to you before you call on him. Psalms 100 verse 4 says, enter in his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. The scripture above means that if you want to go near God as you enter into his courts, you should come with praises and thanksgiving. In our Bible reading for today, Matthew 6, 9-13, Jesus taught the disciples how to pray. He started with praise, saying, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It is this praise that gets you into his courts and then gives you an audience with him. Before you pray, praise God first. For a prayer session for 1 hour, spend at least 50 minutes praising him. After you have praised him sufficiently and he has drawn near to you, you can be sure that he can hear you and that you will receive answers to your prayers. Action point. The next time you are praying, start with thanksgiving and praises before you make a request. Then wait to hear from him.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.